afternoon, Construction Companies. How may I help you?
Hi, how you doing? I'm actually looking for Roy. I just got a voicemail from him.
May I ask who's calling?
Steve from Bank of Cardiff.
One moment.
Hello, this is Roy Jones.
Hey, Roy, this is Steve with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I'm just calling. You left me a voicemail, so I didn't give you a call back.
Well, I was returning your call.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I called earlier. Just what I wanted to do is just trying to follow up with you on something. I sent out an offer to your company about 2.5 weeks ago. Just see if you had seen that. It's through direct mail, so I know you guys get these all the time. They go right to the trash can. That's why I was trying to do a follow up here. But what it was just actually just an offer for some equipment or some capital. See if you guys have any future plans or projects or anything like that coming up here soon where you guys could bring on something like that. I think you guys got pre-approved for $250,000. So see if you guys. Okay. Now, right now, is there any time that you look to do that kind of thing?
Well, towards the end of the year, I do, but Greg Stoffer handles that for me.
Oh, okay. Is that the Wells Fargo? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well,
do you work with Wells Fargo?
We don't work with Wells Fargo. We're actually just a business bank. They do more of like consumer stuff and businesses. With Wells Fargo, I mean, we're not here to step on Wells Fargo's like toes or anything like that. I mean, we're pretty much just like a secondary resource of funds. So you don't have to get rid of the bank that you currently used, you know, to do business with us.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing with us too. Just out of curiosity, Wells Fargo, is that like a line of credit type of thing, or?
I've got a pretty large line of credit with them, but in any case, right now I'm not buying anything. Business is too bad.
Too bad, huh? Why is that?
You'll have to ask Obama.
Knew that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's true.
I know, 100%. Yeah, I deal with a lot of concrete and construction companies. So I mean, a lot of people are hurting because of that, and they're just waiting on the economy, and they're waiting on the election to be over with. There's a lot of things going to that.
Yeah. Well, they just tied it up everything with so much regulation that the investors don't want to mess with it. And if investors don't spend their money, we don't get to use it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and ever since, 2008, it was a bad thing for everybody. And now the banks are just having a hard time giving people money because it's so risky for them now.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's actually our bank is actually thriving because of that, because of the 2008, is because of, banks are having a hard time giving money. It usually takes about 3 months, to get like some kind of piece of equipment or, any kind of loan. With us, we have it, by the end of the week. We can get you approved in 24 hours if you really need it, and have the money in your account by in a couple of days. So I mean, that's one of the cool things with us, because we know that business owners are losing money. If they need a piece of equipment, they need it now. They can't wait 6 months. They can't wait 3 months to get all the paperwork together and to come back to find out, oh no, we can't approve you because of this, after you waited 4 months to find out about a no. So that's one of the nice things with us, too. So if you ever do have a time of the year that you like to do that, I mean, especially with the 179, do you ever take advantage of that?
179?
Yeah, on the tax form.
What is that?
It actually helps business owners save money. So let's just say an example. Let's say you owe $100,000 at the end of the year on your taxes. What you can do is you can purchase equipment. Let's just say you buy a piece of equipment for like $50,000. Now you can write that off at the end of the year on the 179 line, and you that can write that off, and now you only $50,000 on your taxes instead of $100.
Until
right.
Next
well,
year.
And yeah.
Then they put you back on the rolls.
They put you back on, but what you can do is you can. Yeah, absolutely. But you can actually purchase more equipment if you need it, and then you just you can keep doing it like that.
I never heard it identified by line number, but I know the process.
Yeah, it's the 179. I just I just use that sometimes, just because I know some people, you know. I think what it's up to now is if 500,000 or something like that. It's a crazy number. Yeah.
Pretty big number.
Yeah, it's huge. So I mean, that's the nice thing too, is that if you don't want to pay off all that tax, just, you know, buy equipment and then just write it off, and that helps out tremendously, especially if you're going to use the equipment to, you know, to help out with your business as well.
Well, they don't exactly give it to you, because you have to come back into your account the next 5 years, a little at a time, and pay the taxes then. So you don't really escape it.
Yeah. Okay.
They just postpone it for you is what they've done.
Yeah.
I have this argument with my accountant all the time.
That's right. I'm not trying to have an argument with you. I was just, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
That's just another way of allowing you to use your money now, which is all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So because it's slow, I mean, are you guys trying to shift your focus to anything different, or how are you guys trying to stay afloat?
But that's a bad choice of words, because where are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually out in San Diego.
Well, we're underwater around here.
We
haven't had 6 working days this month.
You guys have been... Yeah, okay. How's that been, actually? I've been curious about that.
Quit raining.
Did it quit raining finally?
No.
It hasn't yet?
No.
Man. Horrible.
The rainstorm this morning.
Did it really? How much are you guys?
Is it wet or too dry?
Yeah. Are you guys flooding out?
Right.
Are you gonna lose any equipment or anything, or any kind of?
No.
Okay.
Just losing work time.
Yeah, that's understandable. Man. Okay. Well, hey, Matt. Yeah, Roy. Do you have like an email or anything like that? I can shoot you a quick, you know, just one email, some information. Take a look at it if you ever need it or anything like that.
You could mail me if you want to.
Mail you? Okay.
1210 West Laurel. Maybe you already have that address.
I do. Yep.
Just send me a mailer, why not?
Okay, sounds good. And then would it be cool if I just follow up with you maybe next month, or?
I'm not going to buy anything this year.
That's okay. No worries.
I'm in a dead stop.
Okay, I gotcha. No worries. All right, then I guess I'll just follow up with you maybe next year then.
All right. Okay, Steve.
All right, Roy. I do appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.